Voters in Baltimore go to the polls today in a primary election for city offices. Because of a quirk in the election law, registered 16 and 17-year-olds will be able to cast ballots. But a persistent epidemic of drug use and violence has made politics seem irrelevant for many Baltimore residents. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
On a block of abandoned, boarded-up row houses, Mayor Martin O'Malley has come to initiate a little urban renewal. As O'Malley moves the levers, a crane tears into a wall of the row house, which crumbles like a sandcastle. It's a good photo op for O'Malley, here for a ceremony to mark the first step in a planned expansion of the Great Blacks and Wax Museum on Baltimore's east side. It was just a few blocks from here that last October, seven members of the Dawson family were killed when an arsonist torched their house. It was an act of retribution. Angela Dawson had frequently called police in an effort to chase the drug dealers off her block. The scars are still raw from this crime, as O'Malley says they should be.
The Dawson's a tragedy that hopefully we'll never get over as a city. Nor should we get over the 6,000 of our citizens that we buried in the 90s due to the foreign chemical attacks of cocaine and heroin and the guns used to enforce the profits from those things. We've lost a lot of people in our city, but we are proud, resilient people, and nowhere is that more true than here in East Baltimore.
O'Malley came into office vowing to reduce violent crime in Baltimore, whose per capita murder rate is second only to Detroit's. In his first term, serious crime has declined, the largest drop in the nation. Then again, the crime rate has been going down everywhere. And this year, the murder rate in Baltimore has begun to creep back up. There are other persistent ills. The city is pockmarked with abandoned housing, the result of losing a third of its population over the last half century. O'Malley says he's trying to turn the city around, but that it takes time.
People in our city are telling me that better isn't good enough, and people at the same time are very appreciative of the fact that we're all making progress and we're moving forward together.
Better isn't good enough just happens to be the mayor's re-election slogan, the latest in a series of catchphrases O'Malley has developed. The most prominent campaign centers on a single word, believe, which has been plastered on bumper stickers and signs across the city, what O'Malley calls a message of empowerment. Today, the Dawson home remains abandoned, its walls scorched and smoke-stained, a collection of stuffed animals on the stoop. Eartha Harris is running for a city council seat in the East Baltimore district that includes the Dawson home. Harris says believing has made little difference in the neighborhood. The drugs and violence prevalent before the Dawson tragedy are still there.
I haven't seen not one new person move in the area. I haven't seen not one thing done in that area. What we need to do is really say there was something going on before the fire. And I need to know that piece to understand what should really go on after the fire. So that's what I'm looking to even bring to the community and resolve myself.
Harris has been wooing the 16-year-old vote. Anyone who will be 18 in the general election of November 2004 is eligible to vote today. She's had mixed results, finding many young people are more caught up in styles than politics and don't understand what a politician can do for their community. At 15, James Morant is still too young to vote himself, but he's been trying to register slightly older voters. He, too, has found it a tough sell.
They're a little skeptical. The first thing that comes to mind is jury duty, and the second thing is that they don't think that their vote is going to count. A lot of the times it's just breaking the youth down and telling them that this is a good idea, that you need to jump on as soon as you can.
City officials say some 2,400 16- and 17-year-olds are registered to vote today in an election few believe will bring much change to East Baltimore. Brian Naylor, NPR News.